When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 66. I Was Not a Minimalist Until I Was, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello and welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, coming to you with another episode of Minimalist Monday, and again from Joshua Fields Milburn. Is it just me, or does Joshua write 90% of the posts on The Minimalists? Stop slacking off, Ryan. just messing. Today's post is a sort of inspirational minimalist post that I think you'll get a lot of value from. And, you know, I got an email from a listener, Kaylee, a while back, who mentioned that she listens to each episode twice. Once at the beginning of the day, where she'll take note of actions that she can have throughout the day. And then she'll listen at the end, where she'll sort of check in to see if she actually implemented those actions. I thought that was such an awesome and great idea. It is only 10 minutes on average for an episode, so if you can do that, I think you'll benefit twice as much probably. So thank you for that idea, Kaylee, and also for listening twice as much as everyone else. And before I get into today's show, I want to point out that I don't have sponsors or products or services. And what that means is that I don't make money from this podcast at this time. It's actually a negative profit business because of the monthly expenses that come along with creating a podcast and website. So if you're interested in supporting the show, you can do something that's very free, and that is to join my weekly newsletter. Just text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be in, or visit me online at oldspodcast.com, where you can also contribute if you like. And that's it. So now let's start optimizing your life. I Was Not a Minimalist Until I Was, by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. I am not an expert. I just play one on the internet. Or rather, I wasn't an expert on anything until I was. You see, at 18, I didn't know how to be a leader, but then I took an entry-level sales job, spent a decade working my way up the corporate ladder, and eventually led a group of 100 people in 16 locations. Over time, I slowly became a, quote, expert at inspiring and leading people. At 22, I didn't know how to run a successful business, but then, with no formal education, I learned. In the course of time, I opened 14 profitable retail stores for a large corporation, managed a $52 million operating budget, and eventually oversaw the operations for 150 retail stores, which I realize now as a minimalist is a bit ironic in retrospect. Over time, I slowly became a, quote, expert on business. At 25, I didn't know how to get in shape or lose the excess weight that plagued me. But then I changed my diet, began a simple exercise routine, and lost 80 pounds. And now people regularly rely on me for diet and exercise advice. Over time, I slowly became a, quote, expert on health. At 27, I didn't know how to live a meaningful life. But then I confronted my discontent, spent 2 years paying off immense personal debt, and started looking for happiness in life's more important areas: health, relationships, growth, and contribution, not material possessions. Over time, I slowly became a, quote, expert on intentional living. At 28, I didn't know how to be a minimalist. My 3-bedroom home was filled with trinkets to prove it. But then I started questioning my stuff, removing one by one the unnecessary things from my life, eventually jettisoning 90% of my material possessions, replacing them with worthwhile experiences. Over time, I slowly became a, quote, expert on minimalism. At 29, I didn't know what a blog was, seriously. But then I needed an outlet to share my experiences with other people. So I asked my best friend Ryan if he'd be willing to build a website and share his experiences and my experiences with the world. He said yes, so we created The Minimalists, started publishing essays, which we later realized were called blog posts, and grew our readership to millions of people in 190 countries. Over time, we slowly became, quote, experts on blogging. Approaching age 30, I didn't think it was possible to leave my corporate job to pursue my dream of writing fiction. But then I discovered it was. I had already simplified my life, paid off my debt, changed my spending habits, and radically reduced my cost of living. So I sold my house, paid off my car, eliminated nearly all my bills, and moved into a tiny $500 per month minimalist apartment. And then I quit. Now people frequently ask me how they too can stop living the lie and start living their dream. Over time, I slowly became a quote expert on leaving the corporate world in the pursuit of dreams. At 30, I wasn't a published author. I had a stack of rejection letters from agents and publishers to prove it. But now I've published 4 best-selling books on my own and co-founded a publishing company, Asymmetrical Press, where we help writers and other creative types circumvent the old guard. Over time, I slowly became a quote expert in the publishing world. Last year, I didn't think I could be a teacher since I don't have a college degree. But then I learned I could use my training experience from the corporate world, combined with my love and passion obsession with writing, to add value to people's lives. Thus, I started an online writing class. When the class quickly filled up, I was shocked, so I offered an upgraded online version for everyone. Most important, my students, ranging from teenagers to PhDs, have found tremendous value, have grown as writers, and have given me the opportunity to contribute to their successes. Over time, I slowly became a quote expert on writing and teaching. I didn't tell you any of this to brag or boast or inform you of how great I am. I am far from great. There won't be a life-size bronze statue of Joshua Fields Milburn occupying the streets of Dayton, Ohio anytime soon. I'm flawed and tattered and perfectly imperfect, just like you. I wasn't able to do any of the above because I was smarter or better or funnier or more toothsome than the next guy. Instead, there were 2 commonalities among all these paths to expertise: time and action. None of it happened overnight. It took time, and it wasn't easy. It took consistent action, incremental actions that morphed into habits over time. Now, when I look in life's rearview mirror, everything is different. Over time, I slowly became a quote expert, and so can you. You just listened to the post titled, "I Was Not a Minimalist Until I Was," by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalist.com. Another great post for Minimalist Monday. And once again, if you'd like to help support this show, you can join my weekly email list through my site, oldpodcast.com, and you'll actually have a chance to win the book Minimalism: Live a Meaningful Life by this very Joshua and Ryan. And I give away a copy every month to a random person on my mailing list. So you can sign up there at oldpodcast.com or just text OPTIMAL to 44222 and you'll be entered to win automatically every month. Plus, you get a bunch of free stuff from me, so there really isn't a downside. All right, that is episode 66, quickly approaching that 100 mark. Tomorrow, I'll have a post from you from Steve Pavlina about conquering our fears. So I'll see you there tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.